Yes, it is. I am in contact with the family because they're now being sheltered in Sligo. And that's how I got involved with it. But as you've rightly said, they were evicted from a house in Bundoran completely illegally. There was no notice given whatsoever. They had signed a contract actually for 3 years. But we're not given a copy of that contract. As you say, two men came in the back door, two men came in the front door at the same time. This is a family with six children, all under the age of 9 years old. I cannot believe and I cannot imagine how incredibly frightening and intimidating it must have been for them. The mother took the children upstairs and kept them in a bedroom while the four men packed up all of their belongings into black refuge bags and put them outside on the road in the rain while the landlord proceeded to change the lock on the house so that they would no longer have the key. They were threatened that the water and electricity would be turned off. There were numerous allegations and threats thrown at them, which is ironic given the completely unlawful nature of what was happening to them.
Is there any legal action been taken on this? Because, as you say, not only is this morally reprehensible by all accounts, but it also is, given that there is an eviction ban in place in this country, at least until March 31st, what happened here was illegal.
Everything about it, though, is illegal. It really doesn't relate to the eviction ban. This is a landlord who decided to take matters into his own hands completely. He didn't provide them with a contract. He didn't give them notice. There's supposed to be a court process if you want to take back your property. That wasn't done. The Gardaí are supposed to be notified that wasn't done. He would have a right to appeal to the RTB. Now, he has taken that measure, but, that could take a year. To get a resolution, and there is a maximum fine of €30,000 for that. But, that's really cold comfort to a family of eight who now find themselves homeless.
Does that then call into question what the efficacy of the legislation we have is at the moment? Because we can speak on the radio of how this was wrong, this was terrible, this was awful, but the fact is it happened. And the family who were evicted at this point in time are in emergency shelter and are not in what they thought was their home.
No, absolutely not. Initially, Donald, when I looked at this, I thought that perhaps that we needed greater Garda input. But I've subsequently discovered that there is a policy document on repossession and evictions, which sets out very clearly the steps that the Garda are supposed to take in these cases. Now, unfortunately, in this case, there were two separate calls put into the Garda. And these people, they're not native to Ireland. They're a Brazilian and Portuguese couple. They're not familiar with our laws. This incredible event happened to them, and their first instinct was to call the guards. But the guards didn't intervene, although this policy document does ask them to carry out a risk assessment. It asks them to look at the legality of the repossession. It asks them to consider the human rights concerns that are involved. And most particularly in this case, it refers to where there are children and vulnerable people that they need to be considered, particularly given their lack of ability to understand the process and procedures. So unfortunately, while that policy is in place and it refers to five different acts that would be covered, would cover this sort of what was absolutely a legal event, there was very little actual care given to this family.
Is this an indictment then of a system which claims to be geared toward caring for people, but ultimately appears to be, on the face of it, in this instance, at the very least, utterly and completely ineffective?
On this case, yes. I think this is, unfortunately, it's very timely, and we are now looking at a period where we have an eviction ban being lifted. And I would just hate to think that landlords thought that this sort of behaviour was acceptable or would be tolerated by any of the authorities. It's completely unlawful, and it should not be tolerated. And we need to protect people from this sort of incredible the video, I'm not sure if you've seen it, but it really is shocking to see a family literally put out on the street in the dark, in the rain, their belongings put into black bags. They were told that a hotel room was booked for them. That was nonsense. There was no hotel room booked for them. Their belongings were actually withheld from them for a number of days before they got them back. And as I say, there are six children here, Donna, going down as far as 11 months old. It's just unconscionable that somebody, that three, four grown men thought that this was okay to do this to a family.